The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
His daf is being studied. The Mishpat Murzekeni, Yosef ben Sarah, and Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem to Nehemi and Eden. Amen. Fashion Imam, Moshe ben Dina, Shlomo ben Miriam, Sarah, Ruhamah bat Rachel, Sarah bat Rachel. And not a friend of the infant and nefesh. Or for at the goof of four, I'm going to buy the Bavli Kenyan Soman Amar. Amen. Again, today's daf on Pe Bet Amud Bet, and we start from 2 months in the bottom, starting from the Etibe. We are learning in the Sugya today regarding a machloket that we had between Rabbi Yohanan and Shmuel regarding a fellow that is noder mishtei kikarot. Right? He makes a neder against two different loaves of bread that he's not going to eat them. One of the loaves of bread, or she makes a neder, and one of the loaves of bread is edible, white bread, clean flour. Another one is black bread, not so edible. So therefore, one seemingly is einu nefesh, and one is not einu nefesh. So according to Shmuel, he says, listen, the Torah says that you got to be mefer, full nedarim. You can't mefer, hef neder. And ever since she made the neder on both loaves, so therefore, he can break the neder on the einu nefesh side, obviously. But since you can't break hef neder, so they allowed you even to break the neder on the non-einu nefesh side as well. If you remember, husband can only be mefer nedarim of einu nefesh, where it causes the lady a certain type of tzar, a certain type of anguish. So the hadush over here is that one neder is able to be absolved, and once you're absolving that neder, the only way to absolve it, you need to absolve the other one, because you need to be mefer a complete package. What Rabbi Yohanan says, no. The complete package that the Torah says you have to be mefer a full neder is whatever neder that we gave you rights to be mefer. We gave you rights to be mefer einu nefesh and darim. So when you mean mefer einu nefesh neder, make sure you mefer the whole entire neder. But it's that neder itself. You cannot be mefer the black bread situation. Okay, that's this machlok between Shmuel and Rabbi Yohanan. So that Gemara has a question against Rabbi Yohanan. And Rabbi Yohanan, you can only be mefer one of the nedarim. Gemara says, we have a question. Ha'isha, shenadra benazir. Okay, lady, let's say made a neder. She's going to be in come a nazir. And what? She broke a nazirut. She didn't care. She drank wine. She's not allowed to, obviously. And she became tamet to the metim. She's not allowed to as well. So feget et arbaim. Okay, so she gets a malkut. You know, because she broke her nazirut. So this is, she broke the nazirut because by drinking wine and becoming tamet to the metim. So she has to get malkut. Arbaim is the the 39 lashes. That's no hadush in this case. The case, the hadush is in the next case. Okay, let's say the husband heard the wife said she's coming nazir, and the husband nullified it. But she didn't hear, or she didn't realize that he was mefed the nidr. And still, she went, she drank wine from tamet metim. She does not get malkut. Well, obviously, there was no nidr over there. The husband, whether she knew about it or not, the nidr is still mefed. Good. V'i amart mefer le'mit'aneh ve'en mefer le'she'en mit'aneh. But if Yohanan, you're correct that you want to say that you can only be mefer the einui side, but you cannot be mefer the non-einui side. Dilma minyayin di'it la'tza'ala heferla. Well, maybe when he was meferla, when a lady accepts a part of nezirut, which part of the nezirut is considered einui nefesh? Well, obviously not to drink wine. But there's other parts of wine also. You have the sediments of the wine, you have the peels, the shells of the grapes. There's no einu nefesh by you making a neder on that. So technically, which part of the neder, according to the Yohanan, does the husband have rights to be mefer? Only the einu nefesh, the wine part. So the Gemara says, if you're right, Rabbi Yohanan, the amat, if you're right in what you said, that mefer lemitaneh, the en mefer l'she'en mitaneh, dilma minyayin di'ita tsara eferla. Maybe he was meferla from the yayin side. Umin harsan, umin zag. Harsan is like I said, the sediments, the pits, the skins, the grape skins. Lo eferla. Why da lo itla sara? Because she has no tsar from that. V'tispog et arba'im. And then she just still get malkut because part of the nizirut is going to be still on her. Again, according to Shmuel, it's not a problem. Once already he's knocking off the yayin part, he's able to knock off the other part as well. So therefore there's no nizirut on her bechlal. But according to Yohanan, it says you only mefer the the Einu Nefesh part. Mm-hmm. So maybe he was only being referred the Yayin, which is Einu Nefesh. But he kept the other parts on. So when she ate that item, she should get Malkut. She ate everything. She drank the wine and the Zagim and the Aritzanim. She should get Malkut to follow on that because that's still on her. Mm-hmm. So what do you see over here, Rabbi Aaron? You're wrong. You see that what? That you cannot be Mefer, just the Einu Nefesh, Mefer, everything. Special deen of Nizirut over here. Right, when it comes to Nizirut, there's no such thing as a you can split a Nizirut, which is when it comes to regular Nidarim in Echidami, I can say this bread is Mutar, this bread remains Asura. When it comes to the Nizirut item, you can't come along and say, well, I'm teeting wine and the Hasarim and the Zagim remain Asura. It doesn't work like that by Nizirut. Nizirut, in Nizirut, Hasarim. Look at the Rashi, Adaran. Amar of Yosef, en nizirut lahatzaim, dekeban de lo mashkat nizirut shlo yahul, af al zag veharsan, which means, let's say a lady to the opposite. When she accepted the nidr, she only accepted the nidr of nazir with zagim and harsanim. Also not hal. You have to accept everything, right? Ki amar ahmana yefirenu, and therefore when the Torah says yefirenu, de mashma kule al kurin afilu al zag veharsan ka amar, which means hafara. By Nizirut has to be the entire package. And if you cannot be mefer, like I told you, in a regular case of loaves of bread, so what? The loaf of bread that's in Nefesh, we mefer that side and leave the other side intact. Right. And Nizirut, but when the Torah says Yefirin, which have to be mefer the whole thing of Nizirut is wine and Zagim. What's the Quran's proof? A lady cannot accept the panas of Nizirut halfway. She can't say, had any Nazir meharsanim vizagim. It's nothing. So then when you're being mefer, it can only be mefer the entire package. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, Metive. No. About that, but yeah. Oh, so you tell me a rule. In Nizirut Hatzain, what the person cannot accept, or for that matter, break the Nizirut Hatzain. Amal Abaye, Ha Korban Lahatzi Nizirut Ika? Are you telling me that Nizirut is not Lahatzain, but Korban of Nizirut? Because Nazir, like we're going to learn now, brings Korbanot. Yeah. Different Korbanot. If the person completes the 30-day Nizirut, they have to bring 3 Korbanot. If they don't complete the Nizirut, they also have to bring Korbanot as a Kepala. But the point is, Ha Korban Lahatzi Nizirut Ika? Are you telling me that there's Korban? It was master from the way the Gemara gave the language in Nizirut Lahatzain. It's mastery. Nizirut doesn't go Lahatzain, but the Korban of Nizirut can be Lahatzain. And we'll see what that means. Look at the Quran. Ela Amar Abaye, in Nizirut Lahatzain. Okay, Nizirut cannot be accepted halfway. In Korban Lahatzain? I'm sorry, I'm not the one before. Ha korban lahatzin nizirut ika bitmiya. The medikamin in nizirut lahatzin v'lo kamar en hatzain b'nizirut. If you would have said, there's no hatzain by nizirut, it would be mashu, there's no hatzain at all. Not in the nizirut, not in the korban. But from the fact that he said nizirut is not lahatzain, it's mashu that the korban of the nizirut can be lahatzain. Mashu that the nizirut atzmo, who did like hatzain? Ha yesh korban lahatzin nizirut. Okay, go, what's the case? Shenadra... Let's say she counted 15 days of a nizirut. Mm-hmm. And then what happened? Vefer la ba'ala. And then the husband was mefer. Okay? Vinimsa mevatel tet vavyom v'mabaim. So he's mevateling the 15 days that are coming ahead. Aval tet vavyom shemanta kevar lo ne'akru. Right? Because we know that when the husband is mefer and neder, we say it's megaz guys. He cuts it. But he doesn't retroactively break it. So we want to know now. In a case where, let's say, the lady counted 15 and the husband was being mefer. Are you going to tell me she brings korbanot at that point of the 15, which is half a nizirut? You can tell me that she brings a korban as if a regular person finished the 30. You can tell me that if you did 15 and he broke it, you can tell me he brings korbanot. Is that possible? You mean on miksat minyan, on partial minyan? So Gemara says, "Amad abaye hakorban al nizirut ika el amad abaye en nizirut lahatzain." The end korban lahatzain. Both of them are not lahatzain. And therefore, for a lady, let's say, they make hafaran and neder the nizirut after 15 days, they have to bring a korban as well. What are you talking about, Metibe? We have a question. What's the question? Ha'isha shenadra benazir. Good. A lady, let's say, made a neder benazirut. Vifrisha behemta. And she separated, let's say, the behemah. So the Ran told him she separated the bema. Kilomar Dan says shenitmit kevar kodem afrashata shel bema, which means what happened? She became tamea. Okay, lady became a nizira. She became tamea. So the Ran says she separated an animal. Kevan diktali mivia. So continue the Ran. Okay, continue the Gemara. The harkach hefer la bala. Oh, then the husband was mefer la. Now, normally, after a lady becomes Teman and Nizirut, or for that matter, anybody, that would be Korbanot. Mm-hmm. Okay? So what happened? This lady over here made a Nizirut. She became Teme'ah. So normally, if all things are good, without any Hafara, she would have to bring Korbanot. Three Korbanot. But let's say, before she got around to bring the Korbanot, the husband was Mefedla. Okay? It says, Mevi'ah Chatat Ha'of. So she has to bring one of the three Korbanot. She brings the Chatat Ha'of. That's the bird. Korban Chatat. The Ena Mevi'ah Olat Ta'of, which is really one of the Korbanot that she has to bring. She has to bring normally an Asham, and she has to bring a Olat Ta'of and a Chatat Ta'of. In this case over here, she only brings Chatat Ta'of. Now, Vi'iyah Amart in Korban Hatzin Nezirut, Amam Mevi'ah Chatat Ta'of. If you tell me there's no Korbanot for Hatzin Nezirut, where does she bring Chatat Ta'of at all? Don't bring anything. Which means technically this is a lady. Again, understand the difference here, Rabotai. When a regular person, let's say, becomes tameh in the middle of the nizirut, that's not an inyan of nizirut ha-chatzain, because technically she has to continue her nizirut. She brings korbanot for the tumah that she had, let's say, 15 days later into it, and she starts again. Here, however, when the husband's mefer, there's no more nizirut. It's a difference. It means she doesn't even have to continue it. So therefore, it's mamash half a nizirut. And what are we saying in this case over here? That after she becomes Tamean, the husband was Mefer, let her bring one out of the three Korbanot. What do you mean? What do you bring one out of the three Korbanot? Don't bring anything. If you send me in Nizirut the Hatzain, or in Korban the Hatzain, the Hatzin Nizirut, don't bring nothing. So look at the Ran now. Metivea, Isha Shredra Ben Nazir Mefrish Behemta, Kama Shinet Met, Kevar Kodim, Hafreshata Shel Behema Gord, Kevar Diktani Mevia Hatata Of, Memela Mashpud Nitmea, She'en Nazir Mevia Hatata Of Ela Aleske Tum'a. Right. Even though it doesn't say that she became Tema'ah, we know she became Tema'ah from the context of this Braita, because it says she brings a Chatat Ta'of. Chatat Ta'of is only brought in the case of Tum'at Nazir. So therefore we know that she became Tema'ah. That's the third Korban. There's Chatat Ta'of, Chatat Ola, Behemat Asham. So she took her Behemat Asham. She doesn't bring the Behemat Asham. However, she only brings the Chatat Ha'of. She'ken Nazir Tamim Mevi Behemat לאשם ולרבותה נקטה לו משם פפי שפלישה בהמתה קודם הפרה פילוחי אין מביאה עולה תעוף משאפר לה נביאי even though she was מפרישת and all that she does not bring any of these sacrifices except תחתה טוב היא אמרת אין קורבן נחצי נזירות שמעת כבר שכיוון שלא השלימה מניין שלם אף מה שמנתה לו חשי which means she telling me that even what she counted the 15 days means nothing because אין נזירות עצאים ואין קורבן עצאים ולא מקרי נזירות אם כן המים מביאה חטאת העוף על תומעה שהראה לה והל לו מקריאה נזירות כלל you understand why? because it's not considered נזירות at all because the husband was מפר therefore what you did for the first 15 days is nothing and therefore what are you even bringing קורבן so therefore you Abaya you wanted to come along and say okay right אין קורבן עצאים but you see over here not like that so comes the Gemara and says no ואין לה מי, that's what you want to say. יש קורבן לחצאים? לחצי נזירות? Let's see, what do you want? You want to argue? You want to say what? From this right, you want to say there is קורבן לחצאים? If that's the case, שלוש בהמות באה אליה תויה. חטאת, עולה ושלמים. ממה נפשך? You want to say that what? There is קורבן לחצאים? So should be three קורבנות.
Exactly.
Which means something's wrong over here. If you tell me there's no קורבן לחצאים, she should bring nothing. If there is קורבן לחצאים, she should bring three. So therefore, obviously there's something else working over here, because you tell me you're only bringing one out of the three. Ela le'olam, ein korban la'atzi nezirut. V'chatat ta'of temate. The reason why she brings chatat ta'of, mishum, v'chatat ala sefek. Because korban chatat can be brought, it's more lenient than more korbanot. I'll give you an example. Chatat you can bring on a sefek. What's the case of a sefek? A lady, let's say when she gives birth, she has to bring a korban chatat. Yes, mm-hmm. that's the korban of a yuledet. So a lady gives birth. She doesn't know if it was a baby, or let's say it was just wind. Let's say it was an air sac that came out. If it's an air sac that came out, the pila ruach, then already you don't have to bring a korban. If it's a mamash, a baby, then you gotta bring a korban. She doesn't know. So the deen is what? Let her bring a chatat misafik. So you see what? Even though normally you cannot bring your korban into the Beit HaMikdash, you're not going to eat from it, obviously, but you can bring it. So a sit, you see already, when it comes to korban hatat, we're lenient already. We'll let you bring it. So in this case also, even though in the nizirut and in korban hatzin nizirut, you know what? When it comes to korban hatat, we can be lenient. Because anyway, we're lenient when it comes to these things over here. Look at the Ran. The Ran speaks this out. Elamai. Well, actually, read the three lines of the Ran. Mishum de hatata of atal safek. Which means you're right. Even there's no such thing as hatzin nizirut, and there's no such thing as korban hatzin nizirut. But you know what? For the hatat, anyway, we see hatat's lenient item. Yeah, bring the hatat, no problem. We're not gonna make a deal on that. Okay. Now, look at the way I explained it to you. The Gemara's question is one of the interpretations of the Ran. I explained it to you as, hey, if really there's a korban hatzin nizirut, you should bring three korbanot. Right? So look at the Ran, the way he understands it. Elamai, before that, elamai, yesh korban hatzin nizirut, shalosh behemot ba'ayil etuye. Im lo nitmet. If she didn't become teme'ah, she would have to bring 3 korbanot after 15 days, right? Tehainu hatat ola ushlamim. Ve'ashta she nitmet, but now that she became teme'ah, yesh levi ashav ola ta'of, hatat ta'of. Good, the way I explained it, but the Ran just says, it's asking 3 korbanot on the non-tuma'ah side, and it would be 3 tuma'ah also, 3 korbanot on the tuma'ah side. If you're saying this korban hatzin nizirut, either way she would have to bring 3. Oh, yeah. If she didn't become teme'ah, she'd have to bring 3, because that's the regular law of nazir. After the process of 30 days, she'd bring 3. And on the teme'ah side, also she'd have to bring 3. You're just asking it both ways. Now, iname afilu nitmet ba'ayil atuye shosh pe'emot, tekevan de ba'al, lav me'akar, akar ela megaz gez ba'fara, ve'elech nemsad hatzin minyan nizirut, shmata mekom omed. V'yis lakadak yesh korban hatzin nizirut, havi lelavi korbanot shi nizirut, ta'ara, hachat ta'ar, which means, the Ran points out, we cannot bring the korbanot immediately, by the way. If she becomes teme'ah, she would have to be tehora first. It's obvious, just logistics.
The way it works
is normally when a zira becomes teme'ah, she has to go and become tehora first, and then, because she can't bring a korban betumah. And then she brings a korban betumah, and then she continues the process. Here, she's not continuing any process. The husband made a hafara, so it's mamash nizirut on a hatzi. And still you say what? You bring, and the answer of the Gemara is what? Really, there's no nizirut for la hatzahim, really. Which means, nafkamina, if she, let's say, she did the 15 and the husband broke it, she doesn't bring 3 korbanot. If she became teme'ah, she doesn't bring the korbanot. Oh, she brings hatat. Don't bring me the ayah from hatat. Hatat's a lenient item anyway. So bring it. We can even bring a hatat on a safek. So we're not going to be so strict when it comes to bringing a hatat. Etiver, give us a question. Ha'isha shenadra benazir. A lady made a nizirut, a neder benazirut. Nitmet. Okay, she became teme'ah. Ve'acharka kefer la ba'ala. Good, and the husband was mefer. Mevi'ah hatat ta'of. Good. Ve'en mevi'ah olat ta'of. But she does not bring olat ta'of. Okay, she brings one of the korbanot. Oh, now what's the question? Ve'i amart mefer le'mit'aneh ve'en mefer le'she'en mit'aneh. Back to Rabbi Yochanan. The husband was mefer, this lady's neder, right? But if you tell me that he's only mefer things on the inui, and that doesn't drag in the items that are not inui, what's the question? Gemara says, Dilma miyayin di'it la tsa'ara heferla. Maybe he took away the yayin, right? Because that's tsa'ar. Mitum'at met let la tsa'ara lo heferla. But tum'at met, there's no tsa'ar on that, which makes it a nizirut. What's part of nizirut? I am not going to become tamet remetim. No tsa'ar on that. So therefore, could be on that side he did not mefer. And therefore, even after the hafara, she has part nizirut on her. She has at least tum'at met on her, and therefore, we're going to say what? Why are you telling me that? And now she became teme'ah. This is not an inyan of she should bring all the korbanot, which means it's not the pshat that the nizirut is offa. The husband only took partial nizirut offa, but part of the nizirut is still on her. Again, I repeat, the Gemara said what? She was a nizira, nidr, right? She became tameh. What do you say? Bring one out of the three korbanot. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Why bring one out of three? Maybe we should bring all the korbanot. Why? Because maybe this is still a full-fledged nizirut over here. Mm-hmm. Why? Legebe tumah. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, you only mefer the inui part, and you're not mefer the other part. So it could be the yain is off, but tumah is still on her, and the gebed, the tumah, she's still in the zina. Now I know what you're going to answer. You're going to say,
no, but maybe different.
And really, the Ran says, the Gemara could have answered that, by the way. The Gemara could have answered a simple answer. And listen, Nizirut doesn't work that way. You can't have half of Nizirut on you and Nizirut Tachatzayim. We went through this already. Right. The Gemara is going to give a different answer, and the Ran says it's giving you a different answer in addition to the answer of Nizirut Tachatzayim. And as a result of this answer, we'll learn halakha for somewhere else as well.
Nice.
Okay, now let's see the answer to the Gemara. The Gemara's assumption in the question was what? When a person makes a neder bin nizirut, the tum'ah side of it is not inu nefesh. Meaning, I am not going to become tameh to metim. That's what she's really saying. Yeah. That's not inu nefesh. And we can understand that. That's not inu nefesh. That's not a, you know, that doesn't cause agni. You say, on the contrary, the fact that she's not becoming tameh to metim, that's a good thing for her. So Gemara says, no. Gemara says, amri tum'at met. By abstaining from becoming tameim to the metim, it's also inui nefesh.
How?
And therefore, and let's just get the point. Therefore, the guy was mefir that as well, because the guy has a right to be mefir all inui nefesh. Now, why dichtiv v'acha yitin libo? The pasuk says that when a person goes to bury somebody that died, he should take it to heart. The living should take what's going on over at the heart. What should he take to heart? V'tanya, ayah Rabbi Meir omer, may dichtiv v'acha yitin libo? He has to pay attention to the following. De yispod, yispidun le. You eulogize other people, they'll eulogize you.
Wow.
De yibkun, you cry for somebody else, yibkun le, they'll cry for you. De yikbar, yikberun le. You bury somebody else, they bury you. So therefore, that's inu nefesh now.
No.
Which means, because now, she accepted upon herself not to become tameh to the metim. So she cannot bury them, she cannot cry for them, she cannot. And if it's bad for her, because what goes around comes around. And if she's not going to do that, so she's not going to get it. So therefore, it's inu nefesh. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Yochanan will say in this case over here. You can be mefer the entire neder. Oh, so there's no neder over here.
Wow.
Oh, so if she only means korban hatat, because hatat can be anyway because it's kula. And really, in this, and therefore, there's no nizrut on her. And therefore, he knocked off the whole entire thing. Oh, so you tell me, what's the nafkamina once I hear this? So the nafkamina is going to be like this. Let's say a lady now, based on this Gemara now, a lady comes along and makes an edit. Kunam alai, she is not going to go to Bet Avel. The husband's able to be mefer now, because that's inu nefesh.
Because
so therefore, since she accepted upon herself not going to Bet Avel, that's inu nefesh now, because she's taken away that anyan. Therefore, the husband's able to be mefer. That's nafkamina. Once we gave this answer, we're able to apply it now to another case out of the Nezidu. Ran, dibura matil amri, tum'at met na me'it le'tzara. Hayde parik le'hacheh. That when we answered this answer, ve'lo parik en nizrut ha'atzayin. You can just answer simply, en nizrut ha'atzayin. Kede parik le'hel, mishim de tum'ah ena teruya benizirut, dashkehan nizirut be'lo tum'ah. Oh, so he gives an answer like this to them. His first answer of the Ran is like this. You couldn't give that answer. You know why you couldn't give that answer? Because you can have a nizirut without tum'ah.
Did you say it?
Which means we saw nizirut that does not have the anyan of tum'ah, which means a half of nizirut. Look, Rabbi, where?
So he says, "Mishum de tum'ah ena teliyah benizirut, the ashkehan nizirut belo tum'ah." We saw that by where? Sharen nazir shimshon. Right, like the example of someone asur biyayin umetame lemetim kediita beperek kamad masekat nazir vekevan delo talya tum'ah benizirut.
So since you see that what? To become a nazir, it's not contingent on the tum'ah. Could be the opposite. It's also true that you could accept the tum'ah only without the other ones, which means tum'ah is not the item that makes the whole nizir contingent. You see clearly from Shimshon, he was nazir, but the tum'ah was not on. He didn't have the din of tum'ah. So it could be that tum'ah is goes to chatzain. Okay, that's acceptable, which means when it comes to wine and skins and stuff like that, no, you can't split that up.
No, that's
wine, skin, that's one item. But these are two different categories. You see that those categories are interdependent on each other. Had I had Nizir Shimshon, he was a suit from Yain, but he was allowed to be metametim. So once already you see Yain and Tum'ah are not, that's the deen. That's fact. It was metametim himself. Yeah. So therefore, you see what? That they're not contingent on each other. So therefore, the Gemara couldn't give that answer. In Nizir Lahatsayin. Maybe over there is Nizir Lahatsayin for that. Iname, which is the answer I told you, the Kushtad de Milta Ba'ele Terutse. Really, the Gemara could have answered in Israel. They look at Zakadata. Which means all the Gemara is giving this answer. Really, the Gemara could have answered in Israel. So why do you give this answer? Because it wants to reverse its original premise. The original premise was wrong. Because your premise to make the question was, it isn't Inu Nefesh. So the Gemara has to break that premise and say, no, by the way, it is Inu Nefesh. Okay? You don't got to come on to that, but Nafka Minah is going to be now. If a lady that makes a neder that she's not going to go to Beit Avel, it's going to, you could break it because you have the Einu Nefesh factor. Okay, so that's the way, the two answers of the Yam. Next Mishnah. Kunam She'ani Nehene Lebiriyot. Okay, lady makes a neder like this. I'm not going to have any Hana'a from the Biriyot. What does the Biriyot mean? The people. I'm not going to receive any Hana'a from people. Enu Yachol Nafir. Well, the husband does not have rights to be mefir. Now we have to see why. Lechaorad, that means it's not bino lebena, this type of neder. Well, maybe it is. And it's not inu nefesh. Well, let's see the name. Kunam she'ani nehene lebriyot. Ma she'ani nehenit min lebriyot ya'alai ke kunam. Because it's forbidding all hana'a for people. Enu yachol lafir. Da'afal gav de'amar Shmuel. Even though we learned Hana'at pedoni ala yafir. Remember yesterday we learned Shmuel's statement. Shmuel gave a much limited statement. Shmuel said even if the ladies or said one man against her, yafir. So Kochekin, she's also said the whole world against her. Doesn't mean she should have rights. Ha'asikna ala de Shmuel kerabanan svirale. Remember we learned on yesterday's daf that Shmuel's following the opinion of the rabbis, de mekel be'inui nefesh. That he calls that inui nefesh. V'chula perkin Rabbi Yosef. But we said all the rest of the masechet, including this Mishnah, is Rabbi Yosef. So therefore this is not considered an inui nefesh neder. It's considered beno lebena. If you remember the way we learned Rabbi Yosef, when Rabbi Yosef says, enu yakol lafer, and the other Mishnah, enu yachol lafir means mitam enu nefesh. But it's considered beno lebena. Now, there's a difference between enu nefesh nedarim and beno lebena nedarim in the extent of how long it'll remain off. If it's enu nefesh nedar, so it goes off forever. Even if she gets divorced, gets remarried to somebody else, it's off. But she'ekin a beno lebena nedar, so long as they marry, once she gets divorced, gets married to somebody else, the nedar comes back. So the point is very, very, very important how to learn this Mishnah. First of all, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef. Kula perkar Rabbi Yosef, like we learned. Secondly, when the Mishnah says that the husband cannot be mefer, it means eno mefer mitam inui nefesh. But he's mefer mitam beno lebena. Okay, that has to be spoken out. Okay, now comes the Mishnah again. Kunam shenini ne lebriot eno yachol lefer v'yicholahi lihanot beleket shkau peah. But she is still able to benefit from the people if she's aniyah. Leket shechau peah, these are the entitlements that the anim get in the field. Right. Now, what the hadush of the Mishnah really is, even though she said, I'm not going to have any hana'a from the people, the people are able to supply her leket shechau peah. That's not considered hana'a. Why? Because that's not considered they're giving her anything.
It's for God.
Because the pasuk says, la'aniv ve'lagir ta'azov otam. Right? They're just leaving it there and she is taking, which means there's a difference. The Torah does not give a right, let's say, to give the leket shechat to somebody. You've got to leave it. You've got
to
leave it there.
You can't give it to who you
want. Which means, if let's say I can give it to somebody, so then already, so I'm getting a hana, you're giving it to me, as opposed to the next guy.
You can't.
Here, it's not inyan of netina. It's inyan of what? Let's leave it in your field. Choose whoever gets there first, takes it. So therefore, it's not an inyan that I received the hana'a. Technically, you gave me an item. Look at the Ran, the way he speaks that out. V'yichoda lihanot melekat shechol pe'ad. Dekeva dechtiba ta'azov. Right? It says yitera. It says twice, ta'azov. Ve'lo ketiva be'u netina. Let be'u tovat hana'a la be'alim. It's not like the owner has tumatana, which means to choose who he wants to give it to. I give it to this one, to that one. You owe me now because I gave it to you. No. I'm not having enough from you. You have to leave it there. I'm just taking it from the field. Good. Now we continue. Kunam kohanim leviim nehenim li. She makes another type of neder. I am not going to have any ana'a from kohanim
and
from the levim. So it says, yitilu al korho. Yitilu al korho. They take the tiruma against her will. What does that mean? She made a neder that the kohanim and the levim are not going to have any ana'a from me. I don't want them to have any ana'a from me. They cannot be nehenim from me. Okay, so what is she, the Kohanim wanted Tirumah?
Yeah.
But Tirumah is it, they cannot have, I'm ossating any Hana'at to the Kohanim. So it says the Kohanim can come along, grab their Tirumah.
She's promising that they can have,
they cannot have Hana'at from her. So now what? What about the Tirumah? So the Kohanim can go, grab their Tirumah and take it. Continue. However, Kohanim Elu Vilivim Elu Nehenimli, but if she says specifically, these Kohanim and these Leviim cannot have an af from me, yitelu achirim. Then only others will be able to take the terumah, but not the ones that she specifically made the neder against. Now again, we have to wait for the Gemara to learn this last case of the Mishnah, because seemingly it's contradictory. Why is it contradictory? Because you're telling me in the first case over here, it's mashma that she went against all the Kohanim. The Kohanim cannot have any hana'a from me. Okay, goes. But what? You tell me the Kohanim can go along and take Terumah. Now, by taking Terumah, that's called a Tovat Hana'a. What does Tovat Hana'a mean? Tovat Hana'a means that a lady or a person has rights to decide who he or she wants to give the Terumah to. Doesn't say you have to give it to a specific Kohen. So technically, when a person gives Terumah to a certain Kohen, that Kohen now owes you, because you didn't have to choose me. So technically, this Kohen now got a Hana'a from this lady, right? So obviously, in the Resha of the Mishnah, we must be holding that Tovat Hana'a is not considered a Hana'a. Which was really, what is this Tovat Hana'a? Let's explain what Tovat Hana'a means. She got a, she made an edit, the Kohanim cannot have any Hana'a from me. Okay? What is the deen? All the Kohanim. All the Levim.
Come and grab it.
Come and grab the Terumah. She, then come and grab the Terumah. Ah, what do you mean? But bottom line, you benefited in the sense that what? You got it as opposed to the Nekka. So she did give you a certain Hana'a. Granted, Terumah is yours. It belongs to the tribe.
Fine.
But that it came to you, technically you got a Hana'a. That's called Tovat Hana'a. Something that belongs to the tribe anyway, and it just got to you as opposed to the next guy.
Added.
Obviously, the Tana holds that's like Tana. So it's okay.
Yeah.
But in the Sefa, then, it doesn't make sense. Because the Sefa said, if you said these Kohanim are Asur, so other Kohanim are able to take. Why are these Kohanim Asur? The every Kohen should still be able to take it. So the Tovat Tana is Asur Bana. So therefore, the Mishnah L'Chavra is being sorted itself. We will wait for the Gemara to reconcile the Sefa. But now we want to explain the Resha. Let's get the Resha clear now. The Resha of the Mishnah was like this. Guy comes along, lady comes along, says, Kunam, all the Bidiyot, all the people on the world to me, I'm not going to have any Hana'a from them. Okay? So what? She didn't say a husband. She said Bidiyot. That's the Gemara's discussion now. She said Bidiyot. So what do we say? The husband cannot be Mefir.
Okay,
so comes the Gemara and says, Alma, Ifshad de Mitzena Medile. It's mashma that what? It's not considered Inui Nefesh. Why? Because she's still able to sustain herself through the husband. Michlal implying what? The Ba'al Lav Bichlal Bidiyotu. There must be, when she says Bidiyot, the people, it doesn't include the husband.
Right,
the husband's not Bichlal Bidiyot. Because otherwise, again, if the husband was part of the Bidiyot, so then already it's like a total Inui Nefesh. But she's not concerned, who's going to have Hana'a from? So from the fact that it says the husband's not Mefir, that's not an Inu Nefesh item.
Because she can benefit from him?
Oh, must be she can benefit from him.
Mm-hmm.
That means what? That the husband is not Mechlad Bidiyot.
Yeah.
Now, that's the point of the Gemara. Look at the Ran now. Alma, very important Ran. Alma, Efshar de Mitzena Medile. Now, listen to how they're learning the Mishnah here now. It's a very important nuance in this question. Kasar kadatach. First white line and none. Smaller white lines. Diktani. Yecholai le'anot b'leket shekhal pe'ah. But when it says she could benefit from Nikat Shekhal Pe'ah, right? That was the language of the Mishnah. Lav siyuma d'resha. It's not a conclusion of the first case. V'tama didahi. V'mishumachi en yachol le'afir v'deh sheyicholah le'anot b'Nikat Shekhal Pe'ah. Jeez, you could have learned this Mishnah like this. When it says that she could benefit from Nikat Shekhal Pe'ah, maybe it's saying like this, that the reason why it's not Inui Nefesh is because she could still benefit from Neket Shechau Pe'ah. So therefore she still has food. Which maybe the Mishnah saying is the reason why the husband cannot be Mefer, because it's not Inui Nefesh. Okay. Why is it not Inui Nefesh? Because she still has the food source. She can benefit from Neket Shechau Pe'ah. He says, that's not Pshat Neket Shechau Pe'ah. You know why? Di'im Ita. If that's the way you were learning, it's to say, because she can be nehne. It doesn't say that. It says, umuteret b'nekat chalpe. It should say, the reason why the husband cannot be mefer, it's not inu nefesh, mepeneshi. But it didn't say mepene. Okay, now, the odd. Di'im ita de ba'al b'chlal b'riyotu. If you want to tell me that the husband's included in the b'riyot, again, we're giving you what we would have thought to say, but don't think that. But if you wanted to say the husband's bechlal the biriyot, and what was the point? The husband's bechlal the biriyot. Therefore, the reason why she could be nehen is because of leket shchal pe'ah. That's why the husband cannot be mefer because she still has access. Hechi ketari de mepneshi yicholal liyano peneket shchal pe'ah ve'en yachol leafer vechi baal vechulu biriyot giri'im me'en vani shelo aitav panasato ela memenu. We had a case above in the Mishnah. What was the case? She makes a nidr against a store. I'm not going to have an af in this store over here, right? And it was the only place where she can get the products from, right? Because the husband gets credit only from that store. So what did we say in that case? We said in that case the husband's able to be mefer. Oh, so you want to come along and say that you want to tell me in this case over here where the lady made a nidin that she's not going to have any ana'ah from the biriyot and any ana'ah, and you want to tell me she includes the husband.
Right.
So you want to tell me that just because she's able to get leket shechal pe'ah, well, in the other case, she can also get leket shechal pe'ah.
Nice.
By the way.
Nice.
And still you tell me what the husband's able to be?
Nice.
Mefer. Wow. So then why should it be any different? That's a very strong question. Ela, what's the pshat? Ela, vaday ki ketani en yachol lafer. You know why he cannot be mefer? Hainu tama. Mishum de efshat de mitzena mebala. The pshat is not because Lekit Shekhal Pe'ah. Because he can give up food as himself. He's not included in the situation.
Oh, de ba'al lo avi bechlal b'riyot. Hel kach lo mikri inu nefesh. Velo yafer. Oh.
So that's the point. So the Ran just set up the question. I'm going to repeat you the setup, because the setup is very, very interesting here. You can learn the question very simply. Oh, you see what? It's not even a question, it's just a statement. From the fact that you see that the husband has no rights to be mefer, that's clear, it's not inui nefesh. Why isn't it inui nefesh?
That's a question.
So maybe you'll tell me like this. It's not inui nefesh, because could be the husband is included in the video, by the way. He cannot give her stuff.
But, and,
but you know what? Since she can get leket shekhal pe'ah, there's no inu nefesh. She still has access. Hold it, the Gemara says. Two reasons why that cannot be pshat in the Mishnah. Right. Number one, because the Mishnah would have said, mipeneh shehi muteret b'leket shekhal. It doesn't use that language. Secondly, even if you wanted to tell me that that's the reason, it's not true. Because we learned above that when a lady makes a neder against a certain store, and the husband can only get food from that store. So therefore, her only food source is what? That store. And what did the Mishnah say? Yafir. Why Yafir? Let her get leket shechal pe'ah. And you see what? That's not the reason of the Mishnah. And the reason why the Mishnah says lo yafir must be because he's not included in the situation. Therefore what? She's able to eat from him. Therefore there's no inu nefesh. And stop, the Mishnah is telling you should know, by the way, even to the biriyot, they can provide to her leket shechah or pe'ah. That's a side point. That's not why the husband cannot make hafara. The husband can't make hafara because he is not included in the biriyot. So comes the Gemara and says, wait. Gemara says, wait. If that's the pshat, Gemara says, continue the Gemara. Ema sefa. We have a problem with the sefa. Yechola lehanot beleket shechah
kapea. Now, what is that mashma? She can benefit from nikah shekapea. Hold it. If the husband's supporting her, she's not aniya.
Right.
How can she take a nikah shekapea from the sefas mashma? The husband can't support her. He's part of the biriyot. You see, you can't square off both statements.
Right.
If you want to tell me in the Risha, husband's not included. Beautiful, husband's not included. That's why Sari Nu Nefesh. That's why he's able to not be Mefir. I have no problem. But read the next line. And she could benefit from Nekit Chapea. What do you think? The husband's supporting her. She has food. The husband's supporting her. He has food. Smashbawa Ela must be. He is included. And that's why. So make up your mind. Is he included or not included in the biriyot? That's the crystallization of the question. Is the Baal bichlad the biriyot or not bichlad the biriyot? From the Mishnah, we have contradictory implications. So we'll give one answer today of this question. A couple of answers, we'll just give the first answer. The first answer to the Gemara is Amar Ula. Le'olam. Huh? Alma Baal Bichlad Biriyotu, right? Alma is included in the Biriyot. Amar Ula, Le'olam.
Baal.
Baal Lav Bichlad Biriyotu. You know what? Really, I'll tell you like our original thought. He's not included in the thing. And that's why it's not in Unifish. Because he can't support her. Ve'od. En yachol la'afer mipnei she'yichola le'anot b'leket shechau pe'a. The Gemara is just giving a second reason. Look at the Ran. Pirush. Le'olam ba'ala b'chla b'riyotu. Mishum ha'chi en yachol la'afer ha'mitzen ha'mineh. Because he's supporting her. Therefore, no inu nefesh. Mineh de'ba. Ve'od. Afilu ba'al ani. Even if the ba'al was an ani. And therefore, you'd say, well, now maybe he can be mefik or say inu nefesh. Still, it's not inu nefesh because she's still qualified for leket shecha upea. So therefore, that's how you read the two parts of the Mishnah. Again, according to Ula, very simple. Really, I'll tell you the reason why the husband cannot be mefir because it's not inu nefesh. Why is it not inu nefesh? Go support her.
Right.
She said biriyot. Husband is not included in the biriyot. Therefore, he can still support her. She has food sustenance, not inu nefesh, no hafara. And even if you want to tell me the husband is an ani, where he's not capable to support her, still it's not inu nefesh. Why? Because she can still get leket shechau pe'a from everybody. Because that's not considered giving her anything. And therefore, the Mishnah is not contradicting, at least according to the way Ola wants to square it off.